is Doug Green, and I'm the publisher of Telecom Reseller, and this is a special podcast with Alan Rehm, CEO of Cordell. Alan, thank you for joining me today.
And my pleasure. Good morning, Doug.
So we meet under very interesting and unusual circumstances, and I think that's part of our topic today. Business all over America has been impacted by the coronavirus, and I'm interested to know what steps Cordell has taken to protect the health and safety of its employees, partners, and customers.
Well, for sure, yeah, Doug. These are very crazy times. I think most of us have not lived through anything like this. So the steps that we're taking, I mean, we're a company that was born in the cloud, for the cloud, all that kind of stuff. And so first and foremost, of course, you know, we have everybody working remotely from home and wherever they're comfortable. And the key is, you know, over the years, our system and our tools are built so that they can basically work anywhere. Our UC clients are mobile and all that stuff. So first and foremost, we sent them home, said, hey, be safe, take care of your family. And then make sure we're taking care of our partners and their customers. So the same tools that our employees have access to make it easy to work remote, so do our partners and their customers. So we've been seeing the partners really take advantage of things like the UC client mobile, where they can really just log in from anywhere and they have their corporate communication tools right at their fingertips.
Now, the pandemic has forced many businesses to operate virtually, which has placed strain on MSPs and channel partners to assist customers with this pivot. What kind of resources has Cordell made available to its partners to help manage the increased demand?
So, like I mentioned, I mean, our system, our platform has been developed to, you know, in the cloud and for cloud services. So these folks, the MSPs and our channel partners, I mean, they're used to doing truck rolls and visiting the clients. So they've gotten pretty good over the years at managing things remotely. All of our systems can do that. So we've built tools over the years so that they can do everything from troubleshoot and remote reboot things if they have to, and also really enable that mobile workforce. So we've been providing them with information, just reminding them of the tools that already exist. These are free tools, by the way. We don't charge for these things. So it's not, I can't make it any freer than free. So what we're doing really is providing, you know, communications, we're calling them, we're doing video recordings and sharing them with them just to remind them how easy it is to set up and that they should really get in front of this with their customers, because their customers, you know, many of them they're used to getting up in the morning, doing their routine and going to the office. And now they some of those customers may never have maybe used the UC client or mobile. So, you know, we're doing all the things necessary to make sure our partners are reminded that they have exactly what these customers need to not miss a beat if in fact, you know, their job allows for them to work remote.
So are there specific UCaaS features or services that you think are essential as businesses make the transition to decentralized workforce?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, we've all been talking about mobility and things like, you know, unified communications for years. But I think that specific features are, things like being able to log in and again, whether it's a laptop, a desktop, or a mobile phone or mobile device, and being able to, you know, see the presence of your coworkers, be able to quickly interact with them and escalate issues if you're providing support for customers, and things like, you know, chat and SMS and video. I mean, these things are all, during normal course of business, they might be nice to have, but in this type of situation, they're need to have. So we're excited to be able to already have that for our partners and really just focus on the core thing of making sure they're safe and they're healthy and that they can continue to support their clients.
Now, what about contact centers? It's a huge topic. A lot of our readers have them. How is Cordell and its partners positioned to assist these customers?
Yeah, well, like we've seen, Doug, the most people in our space have seen the quick uptick in usage on our platform. The same thing's been happening with contact center, and it's even more important because as the volume of calls, you know, escalate, for our channel partners, You know, they need to be able to handle more calls in a more graceful and a better experience for their customers. And the same thing for their customers, where they've sold them contact centers, those customers are experiencing increased, you know, call volumes. And so this is when contact center really shines. Not that, I mean, I guess there's some good be amongst all these difficult situations that everybody's in the middle of financially and health-wise. But the contact center really is, you know, an amazing tool. We're seeing a huge uptick. We've had some partners that were in the middle of getting set up, or their customers were in the middle of getting set up for contact centers for their customers, and we just accelerated everything. We just cut through all the you know, all the processes and just got them up and running. And so we're doing whatever it takes to help them scale their existing contact centers or get the new ones spun up as quickly as their customers need it.
You know, that was really the hot topic, it seemed to me, before the crisis sort of overtook everything. Everyone was talking about creating a distributed contact center model.
Oh yeah, we've had exactly, and you know, these types of scenarios. I mean, nobody wants this exact situation with the whole coronavirus, but it emphasizes the importance of being ready to handle you know, increased demand from your base. And so you know, with all the, you know, omni-channel and the, you know, ring backing queues and things like that, we can provide a great experience for our partners and their customers while they're really wanting to deal with the other real issues, which are, you know, again, health and safety and dealing with their businesses. But we've seen a big uptick in that, and you know, we're shifting gears and being as efficient and effective as we can at getting them the increased you know, seats that they need.
So, you know, I guess everybody getting resources, you're concentrating resources to help your MSP partners get their customers into a mobile position. Will Cordell introduce any features in the near term that will be particularly beneficial to remote and mobile workers?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, you're seeing in the market the demand for virtual meetings, video collaboration. It's all over the news. You're just hearing it everywhere. And so we are very committed to not only your, you know, things like enhanced conference room and huddle room experiences. Those are things that we're working on and very interested in delivering those new features and functions, but also, you know, the virtual meeting rooms and collaboration. I mean, we have those things in our UC client today, but we will continue to double down on those features, because again, these types of scenarios are showing the, you know, the importance and the need for those technologies, and they're going from nice to haves and interesting to haves to really need to have. And you know, I think the other thing on that point is, I'm sure there's going to be a couple of few different camps as we navigate through this and come out the other end. Some people are going to say, wow, I really like this remote worker thing. Can we do more of this? And again, those tools are going to be even more important. Other people are going to say, hey, I want to get back in the office again. but even when they're back in the office, they'll have much more experience with the online meeting tools, and it's probably going to, you know, help them to be more communicative with their customers, with their vendors, and maybe travel a little less and be more efficient, effective. So those are some of the thoughts on features and functions.
Yeah, you know, Alan, to that point, do you sort of foresee a kind of almost hybrid environment for many people where, you know, they spend time in the office, it's there, but also there's also work at home days?
I do. I'm actually a big proponent. We are working on an enhanced policy. We were working on it before this all happened, and this is actually going to accelerate it. We had some programs we were going to roll out for the summer, but they're going to get accelerated. But yeah, I think the work from home, the challenge people generally have with that is they're afraid, you know, companies are afraid of, are they going to be as productive, and are they going to be standing in front of the refrigerator or just, you know, walking the dog and pretending they're working. And I think, you know, all these tools, be it, you know, your online community tools like Slack or your, you know, video collaboration tools and all, I think it just makes us all more connected. And so I think it's going to help companies feel a little bit more comfortable that they can accommodate people's need to work from home or desire to work from home, but yet still be, you know, productive.
Now, changing gears for a moment, you're a member of the Cloud Communications Board, the industry association that many UCaaS and CCaaS providers belong to. Do you believe the industry is well positioned to serve partners and customers during this challenging time?
I do. So we actually had a board call yesterday. We used the online collaborative tools and were able to continue our meetings and be productive and see each other and talk to each other. There's a lot of impressive companies on that I'm thankful to be among those folks. But what I've been seeing is they're handling the capacity, the increased capacity needs. I mean, think about 2, 3, 4 weeks ago, all of a sudden, everybody's network just got pummeled, and they're all performing really well. What's really being tested, if we're being honest, is individuals' home networks and Wi-Fi connections. Even the big telcos are all their communications say, hey, we're able to, our networks can handle the capacity. So I think I'm impressed and thankful to see that everybody's kind of, they got solid networks, scalable networks, and so far so good.
So Alan, again, as we sort of move to the close of the podcast, can you tell me anything more about how you're getting resources to the MSPs? Because, as we were talking about earlier in the podcast, it's a big pivot. They themselves have to move to their homes, and then they've got to help their customers make that same migration, especially in the places where they haven't even thought about it or haven't really done it before.
Yeah, for sure, Doug. That's a critical point. So we have a group which we call our partner success group. And their sole purpose in life is to help our partners succeed. So everything from when it's, a new partner is joining. In fact, we had kind of a really big month of new partners joining us. And so the onboarding experience, really helping them to very quickly add value to the customers and deliver these, high value services. As we're in the middle of this craziness with COVID, our partner success group, they're the first line to help the partners make sure they're taking advantage of the technologies, helping their customers in this time of need. And so that group they've really been shining. We've been getting these pretty amazing emails from partners, just really appreciating them being there and available and helping them get results for their customers. So it's a critical group, and they've been kicking butt, for the past few weeks.
As we close up also, as the CEO and leader of a company, any thoughts to share with our readers, especially those who are, doing the job you have, be it a smaller or large company, just in terms of how to hold your team together and get people focused and so on?
I always look to other CEOs that have been places I haven't been yet. But if I can add any value, I'd say it's, I've been making sure we communicate early and often, that we are, genuine in our communications and not, glossing over issues and not shying away from issues, and really making sure that we keep our focus on what's most important. And there's really two things we think about. It's living by the golden rule and doing the right thing. So treat others as you'd like to be treated, and do the right thing. So, when you think about that, it's not about, hey, can I sell you some more unified communications? It's about, hey, are you safe? Are you healthy? How can I help you? Do you have any family matters? So making sure you're thinking like that with your employees, and then also encouraging them to think like that when they're talking to our partners, our customers. So, really remaining grounded in what's important. And look, it builds trust. It's the right thing to do. This is the time to double down on those types of concepts. So I think communicating early and often, probably even I've been doing it via video, whether it's a recording or a live meeting, and making sure they're seeing me and seeing some of our other leaders, and that they have an open line of communication when they have questions and so forth. So that would be my advice.
Alan, I really want to thank you. That was, I think, something very special. Something and simple, right? Making sure people are whole. If they're whole, they can then work.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
You're starting with the most simple things, and they're the best things, too. So with that, Alan,
sure.
I really want to thank you for joining me today. And I hope our next podcast is done under brighter circumstances, but I want to thank you and your team for doing a great job and for sharing some information with us today.
My pleasure, Doug. Thank you. And I hope you and your family are safe and healthy. And yeah, I hope we all get through this even better and more prepared for anything in the future.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.